Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you here in the studio, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Mark.
We also can have you call us on our new Matrix chat server. You can go to chat.lrn.fm, get the step-by-step instructions on how to join there and how to call in via that method. And if you do that, you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And that sounds great. So check out chat.lrn.fm. We're sharing with you a letter that was apparently written by Rand Paul. The letter, it does have at the bottom, paid for by Donald J. Trump for President Incorporated. So apparently Rand Paul wrote the letter. Donald Trump's campaign or whoever that is paid for it to be sent out.
Okay.
They're working together on this. He says that Donald Trump asked him to become the co-chair of Liberty Lovers for Trump. And then he goes on to explain that while he doesn't agree 100% with anyone in Washington, he applauds Trump for what he describes as his incredible restraint showed in foreign policy. He says, while the media would have you believe that President Trump is a tyrant who has unleashed war around the globe, nothing could be further from the truth. President Donald Trump inherited disastrous conflicts in places we should have never gotten ourselves involved in the first place. I applauded Donald Trump, or President Trump, for being the only person who agreed with my position that going into Iraq was a mistake. Today, I presume he means in Washington, D.C., in the federal government.
Yeah, many of us agreed with you on that, Rand.
Right. Today, I stand with President Trump against both sides of the political aisle who wish for us to remain in Afghanistan after almost two decades. We have shed too much precious blood and treasure in foreign lands, defending people who burn our flag while chanting death to America. So he's obviously writing to Republicans.
Yeah,
there,
he's
right?
Pulling on the heartstrings of Republicans. They really hate that whole, people dancing on the flag thing.
Right. And so, again, talking about withdrawing from Afghanistan, Trump was in the news recently for this, and it was actually Rand Paul's tweet that somebody posted on our Matrix server that brought my attention to it, tweeting that Donald Trump had announced, I think within about a week ago,
pulling out of Afghanistan,
that the U.S. government will be pulling out of Afghanistan, I guess fully was the intention as I understood it, by Christmas time. So, and then further, the White House official channel. So it came from Donald Trump's personal channel. And then subsequently, I believe the next day, the official White House channel made a similar announcement. They said that it would be by the end of the year. So
Christmas and the end of the year are pretty close to each other.
Yeah, one week out.
Yeah, I don't really trust people who promise they're going to do things right after the
election.
Why don't you do it now, Donald?
Yep.
Then I'll agree with you.
Because it's hard.
Well, it's going to be hard to do it after. And after, I mean, you're not going to get a loan of a vote from me based on a promise. So if you want me to vote on for you based on something, you better do it and then let me see it.
I agree with nobody. It is not persuasive to say it'll be later, but that said, it was an interesting political
move. What's persuasive about it is that he has demonstrated himself to be the most peaceful president in decades up to this point.
That's true.
Therefore, I mean, if he had been like the rest of them, and then saying that he was going to get better somehow, then I would be less likely to believe it.
Well, but there's always the possibility that he'll come out in December and say, well, I wanted to do this, but then my general said I can't do it. And
think of Barack Obama and shutting down Gitmo.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
You know, he promised that for 8 years.
Yeah.
I mean, he just kept on promising it.
I think at some point he stopped promising
it. At some point or another,
it.
He gave
I don't think
up
it was
on
8 years.
But I
think he stopped after his second election.
You know, it was an untenable position to begin with. And perhaps this is, I don't know the answer to that. I would like to see the United States finally out of Afghanistan. But I haven't heard many Afghanistan news stories, which suggests to me that the Trump administration has deprioritized offensive moves in Afghanistan.
Well, then again, the media has deprioritized covering reality. So I don't know if
they would cover Trump bombing people, wouldn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, absolutely
well,
they'd go.
Not if they wanted him to keep doing it.
So here's what my question would be as sort of the end game here. I support Jo Jorgensen and her campaign, and I hope she wins. Mm-hmm. But I don't hold out much hope for that possibility.
If you're a libertarian running for president, the odds are heavily against you.
Right. So if I had to pick between the two of these candidates, yeah, I again, like Rand Paul, I don't agree 100% with anybody in Washington, D.C., my most important factor is always foreign policy and the amount of people that's going to be killed by a given president. Donald Trump has demonstrated to me a higher threshold than I expected from a Republican that prioritized military spending on not killing people. In fact, there was this one instance, and I think it was in Iraq, when Iraq like had fired on a boat or like sent a boat after a naval ship or something. He was going to send a cruise missile in, and then he was told that like 220 people would die as a result,
right.
And presumably most of them would be military, Iraqi military. He said, "No, let's not do that."
Yeah, and he got a lot of a raft of S over it as well, but
right, because well, for whatever the reasons are, and to me that says, "Wow." Wow. It's not what I expect when I think of Donald Trump, but I'm happy with that. The other thing that I would say...
That was an impressive moment. I agree with you there.
Regarding Rand Paul and this letter. Rand Paul is certainly more of a political strategist than his father is, and I know that that can be upsetting to some libertarians, you included, Ian. But if Rand Paul would have written this letter and said, you know what, F all the Republicans and F Donald Trump too, you, if you support liberty, should vote for Jo Jorgensen. I don't think the result would be that Jo Jorgensen got elected.
God, of course not. Why would one letter make a difference?
Whereas, if Rand Paul wrote the letter that says, I think, while I don't agree with him completely, Donald Trump has demonstrated a commitment to peace and blah, 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 and a few other things. So I endorse the Donald Trump campaign. That may, in this contentious and narrowly contested election, it may make the difference in Donald Trump getting elected or not getting elected. And from Rand Paul's point of view, the long game is what's important to him, because he's playing a political strategy here as opposed to...
It seems unlikely one letter is going to have any kind of significant effect. Are you saying you think he would recruit enough libertarians from voting for Jo Jorgensen to switch to Donald Trump?
I think that that's probably what he's trying to do, that there are libertarians who are choosing not to vote, and libertarians who are choosing to vote for Jo Jorgensen, and trying to get them to vote for Donald Trump.
I got to say, I agree with nobody. If Trump actually would withdraw the troops immediately rather than putting it down, you know, kicking it down the road to the Christmas season,
yeah,
which is politically strategic for him as far as, oh, well, you know, he can get reelected and then cancel his plans. On the other hand,
what if half the troops pulled out of Afghanistan?
Well, some amount of them already have, from what I understand.
All right, so every
not
American...
really. They were moved to Iraq, my understanding.
Okay. So, I mean, is that an acceptable? I don't know what's acceptable.
He needs to pull them out beforehand and if he really wants to get some votes. Unfortunately, a lot of people, I think, are going to be rightfully skeptical, even though if I were betting on this, I would bet that he will do it. And it was off the air that we had Peakless Mountaineer, our Sunday night co-host, was chatting with us the other night in the studio kitchen here about his theory about Donald Trump, and that is that Trump is not a power seeker and that he's not one of the VIPs, meaning that he's not one of the like pedophile elite types, so they don't have that over his head, basically, that somehow he was able to win the election without being one of them. He's sort of in the club, but he's not at the top level, basically, right, is the idea. And that's because he's not a power seeker, so they can't get that same sort of dirt on him. But he is what he says is a fame seeker. That's why he wants his name on all these big buildings, yeah, and he wants, you know, Trump everything, Trump everywhere. And so if he's seeking fame, then he's more likely to do things that will sort of ensconce him in this position of the greatest president, right? Or like a noteworthy president, people that, you know, maybe the last president, right? The one that they're not going to forget. And so he would want to have under his name the troops removed from Afghanistan. If that can be done during his presidency, then that would be a major thing for him to differentiate himself from the rest of them. He's the president. He would be the president who got them out. And even if he loses the election, he could still get them out, right? So if Biden wins, he's still the president in December and can pull all those troops out. So it's kind of an interesting move. And especially because the liberals
Biden would hate that.
Are freaking out over this. The media is freaking out. They're saying, oh, the Taliban supports this. This is a problem for the peace talks. We can't pull out the troops. So he's made the liberals, once again, look pro-war by doing
this.
They
are.
Maxwell, she's a scratchy and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet says, he's a drain. Third vet says, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
He gets Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and we're inviting you you to join us here if you want. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Mark.
And you've heard us talking about Divi here on Free Talk Live. It's diviproject.org, diviproject.org. Allows you to learn more about, it's a cryptocurrency, but there's some aspects to it that make it different. They've got, for instance, super easy to set up masternodes. It finally went through this process here in the studio, and it was very, very simple. Just a matter of a few clicks, and, you know, you're done. Essentially, basically what you're doing is you're paying for the creation of the masternode.
Yeah.
Because setting up a masternode is something that you really have to have some technical know-how for most masternodes, but Divi has made it...
For most cryptocurrencies, yeah. Not for Divi.
Right. Divi has made it incredibly easy. Now, I did check
in... streamlined the masternode creation process.
Correct. Even Mark could do this.
Mark I could do it? Seriously?
He could. He okay. had his wife do it, but he could have done it.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe that. Like, I know Mark well enough to say that. But you can go to diviproject.org to check that out. I did find out, though, that you can do it the old-fashioned way. So if you want to be able
to... You being me?
No, you, the listener.
Okay.
I guess you are listening to me too, Mark, yeah. but the other people listening. If you wanted to set up an old-fashioned style masternode, like where you do it all yourself, yeah. you can do that with Divi. You just need to talk to them, and they'll give you the instructions on how to go about that. But they wanted to make it so the average person could get into masternodes, and they've done that. It's very successful, I would say. DiviProject.org, you can go there and click into their Telegram channel. If you've got some questions, you want to connect with their support team, you can just talk right to them. Go to diviproject.org. Plus, it's easy to stake Divi as well. And you can buy Divi at several exchanges or just get it directly, as they call it, over-the-counter from the Divi team. Once again, it's diviproject.org.
Yeah, that probably gives you a higher level of privacy, too, if you do OTC by contacting
them. Sure, and it won't pump up the price on an exchange if you make a large purchase.
Yeah.
So that's a smart move. Going back to the letter from Rand Paul on behalf of Donald Trump, saying that he applauds Trump for being the only person, presumably in D.C., who agreed with Paul's position that going into Iraq was a mistake. And he says he stands with Trump and against both sides of the political aisle who want the government to remain in Afghanistan after almost two decades. So, again, Trump promising to remove the troops from Afghanistan by the end of this year. He says, I applaud our president for having the fortitude to leave Syria. I wholeheartedly agree with his decision on cutting our presence in Germany. Why are we still in Germany after
Why
all these
are,
years?
It doesn't make much sense. NATO would be the answer to that.
Now, when he says cutting our presence, that sounds to me like he's only taking some troops out. I haven't heard anything about this. Have you heard anything about this Germany thing? You
know I've only heard him ask those questions as why are troops in Germany.
But it sounds like he's cutting the presence, so I don't know by what amount. You know, the presence is being cut. Is it 50%? Is it, you know, just a fraction? So if you know anything more about the Germany situation, would love to hear about it because that's the first I've heard, especially after these nations refused to pay their fair share to NATO, he says. President Trump understands we must put America's needs first, not Afghanistan's. I agree with him, and I hope you will, too.
Let me ask you this, Ian. While I am no proponent of military spending, what if there was this overarching organization? NATO might be the stand-in for this. I haven't read, I don't know what the entire NATO treaty is or anything like that, but let's presume it's basically a military contract. Let's say that NATO is modified in some way, or maybe this new agreement, I can't remember what it's called, but it's between Great Britain, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand is going in. So what I'm talking about is a sort of super federal agreement. This agreement says, all right, we take all of these nations' military, put them into one big pot.
Sounds bad.
That military becomes that super federal's military. So at that point, any say U.S. troops, because they're not U.S. troops, we'll just call them NATO troops, that are in Germany are no longer on foreign soil. They're on domestic soil because it's all part of this one super federation. And then that would be by far the largest, most powerful organization. Mm-hmm. The second thing organization does is that it has free trade, free movement, all within it. So there is no way. So
like European Union? kind of?
That's the Shenzhen zone. But yeah, it has the kind of feel
wait,
to it.
Is it free trade if they regulate absolutely everything? Because that sounds like the opposite of free trade.
Yeah, I would say that no. That free trade, meaning like free trade between the states. The United States.
Mm. I thought you said it would be free trade between these different nations.
Right. It would be like that. So the United States federal government is a federation, not a government, right? It's not a state. It operates like one, but it isn't one.
Okay. Well, I mean, if a rose smells like a rose.
I gotcha. We could go down that path as far as you'd like.
Okay.
But the states, the organizations claim the monopoly privilege that have come together. These are the most powerful organizations, supposedly, according to the Constitution. They came together, 50 of them, and said, we have an agreement. And you're able to travel there, and you're able to, I can do business in California. Nobody really says anything to me about it.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't talked about that.
Yeah. What's that? I don't know. Anyway.
He would say something to you about it. Go ahead.
Yeah. So if in this new super federal zone that I'm talking of, would that be worth it if we had sort of...
No, it's a terrible idea.
Why is it?
Because it's centralization of power. In the same way that the European Union was a terrible idea, in the same way that the United States was a terrible idea, combining five different countries' militaries together is also a terrible idea.
Well... If you, at this point, that's what you've done in the United States, is combined the militaries of 50 countries into one.
Terrible idea. Look at how it's worked out. I mean, you've got the world's most dominant military force that kills millions
of
innocent people.
Was an agreement to have a, say, more liberalized, and by liberal I mean sort of historically liberal term, not, you know, what Rush Limbaugh calls liberal, a more liberalized government, free trade, and
okay, well, no one's proposing that, and
I
that's
just
not
said
being proposed. But that's never going to be proposed, and further, nor would it ever happen.
Now, but not,
it would never happen that you would have more freedom in a place where you have an even larger government than you've ever had before. You have an even more powerful military than you've ever had before. What in the world would make you think you would get more freedom out of that?
Because I think that all nations would at some point be pressured to join it.
So now you're talking about a world government.
I think that if a world government was limited by constitution to simply...
How's that worked out?
Is the United States government limited by a constitution?
I mean, have you forgotten everything you've learned?
The constitution has either authorized such government as we have had
or
has been powerless to prevent it.
Do you think that if you two were given the opportunity to rewrite the constitution that you could make a better
I'd tear it up.
I could make a better one, but it wouldn't be good enough to work in the long run.
Yeah, they don't follow these things, Mark. It doesn't matter what you write down. I mean, haven't you figured this out yet? I'm surprised I'm hearing this from you. You think you can make more freedom by making a bigger government?
I'm asking questions. Well, look, government is an inevitability, right?
No, I wouldn't say it is. In the same way that slavery at one time people might have said that about slavery.
Slavery is simply a form of government. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
okay.
It's a person telling
and
you what you're
that,
going to do.
That, for the most part, most people have rejected at this point.
It's a tyrannical form of government that, thank goodness, has gone away.
And hopefully we will get people to realize that all government, all states, are tyrannical forms of government.
States and governments
and
aren't
we
the
don't
same
need
thing.
To, they basically are. And we don't, unless it's voluntary, in which case we don't have that yet.
But all this would be is an agreement to have a military and then the freedom to travel from one location to another. And
yeah, it wouldn't be all that. You know it wouldn't be all that because you're not going to write this. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. Go look at the Eurozone and see how that worked out.
On a multidimensional probe, the Syscom Transtemporal Vehicle Clio discovers two entire universes have been annihilated in a massive time-traveling accident. Robert Kaminsky and his crew race home with the news, only to learn their own universe is next. To pull off the impossible, they'll have to embrace the unpalatable by placing their trust in the admin, Syscom's xenophobic sister universe, and the same people who tried to kill them all only months before. The Valkyrie Protocol by David Weber and Jacob Hollow. Available October 6th, wherever books are sold. Visit BangBooks at Bang.com for more.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DIVI Project.org.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Fry. Republican senators are pushing back on censorship from media monopolies Twitter and Facebook. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey and Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg have been asked to appear before the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime and Terrorism. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina.
Effort by some in the liberal world to marginalize the contribution because you come out on a different side of an issue. This hearing to me is an opportunity to not punch through a glass ceiling, but a reinforced concrete barrier around conservative women.
The upcoming hearing is titled Digital Platforms and Election Interference. Well, it's a good thing the presidential debate won't take place tonight as scheduled before the format change. C-SPAN host Steve Scully, the selected moderator, he has been suspended by C-SPAN for lying about his hacked Twitter account. Tonight, both candidates will hold their own town hall meetings at the same time. ABC will host Biden, NBC will host Trump. USA Radio News. Rushed voting by mail in one western state has led to some confusion. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox reports.
Residents in one small Nevada county received mail-in ballots with a signature line asking the voters to certify that they were registered voters in White Pine County. Unfortunately, the voters were in Humboldt County, some 200 miles away. Humboldt County Clerk Tamiray Spiro said they missed the county reference in proofreading a template for the envelopes. Spiro said voters can scratch out and write Humboldt County on their return envelopes, but don't have to. Voters can also bring their ballots into the clerk's office and get an in-house envelope or vote in person. That and other errors in mail voting materials caused by the rushed vote-by-mail process in Nevada have given some voters reason to question the integrity of the process. But Nevada Secretary of State Barbara Sagaski says errors will not affect the process. I'm Wyatt Cox.
Thank you, Wyatt. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial in. Bring up what you want. We got more coming up from Rand Paul endorsing Donald Trump. We'll talk about what he has to say. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. We've got archives. They go way back, all the way to 2006. You can listen for free and listen to your heart's content. There's more there than you could possibly listen to over at freetalklive.com. And unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their website, ours is free. So please go and enjoy that. We'll continue with what Rand Paul has to say in a two-page-long ringing endorsement for Donald Trump, where he is apparently formed or is the co-chairman of an organization called Liberty Lovers for Trump. And
let me give you a couple lines, because we were talking about how peaceful Trump has been.
And by comparison to other
presidents. By comparison. Well, this article is also by comparison, and thanks to Gary from the Matrix for sending this to me. The headline is in USA Today. The headline is bombs and missiles falling at record pace in long-running Afghanistan war. And the first first paragraph, I don't want to read the whole thing, but the first paragraph is, as American ground forces in Afghanistan shrink, so there is some truth to him pulling Trump troops out, maybe, U.S. and allied warplanes are dropping bombs and firing missiles at insurgent targets at a record pace in the 18-year-long war.
Not good.
So they're still like killing a lot of people, but they're not leading with their chins by having our troops there. Not our troops, because I don't have any troops.
This is the thing, is I have looked for foreign policy stories, and there's been a dearth of them over the course of the last 4 years. There just haven't been as many. So if this is so, then, well, it's so. I'm not out here to endorse anybody for that's my reason for voting is it's based entirely on foreign policy, largely.
Except, you're not even voting. You live in Saipan.
No, but I did say that I would vote for Donald Trump if he pardoned Assange, Snowden, and Albrecht, and he hasn't. So,
which is just as well. You're not in a position to return your quid pro quo.
if he did that in the last few days, I may feel obligated to give up my residence in the U.S. Marianas.
It's just a vote, man.
I know, but I said I would do it. It's just my word, and my word is important.
Sure. But then again, he is just a politician. So we go back to your calls and thoughts here. Jeff is in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff. Jeff in Utah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
Okay. The reason I was calling is I worked as an electrician, and I saved up a bunch of Federal Reserve notes, and I was looking to get into Bitcoin, and I was just curious what you thought about the best way about going about and buying Bitcoin is.
Buy it from me.
There you go.
Nobody will sell you some.
Send me up the email. I'm all for it, man, if you got it.
All right. Send an email to nobody@electnobody.com.
Okay. I've never...
Oops, we just lost
actually,
you there. You say
the
what?
Hell out of me, so you'll probably have to walk me through everything.
No problem. I will hold your hand as long as needed.
Let's say that nobody wasn't on the air to make this offer. Is there something else that we can tell the audience in general about this?
Buy it from Ian.
I'm not actively selling Bitcoin over the internet these days, but it's hard to say. There are so many different choices out there. There are exchanges.
You can go to Bitcoin.com and buy with your credit card.
You can, but you're going to pay a credit card fee likely if
you're going to pay a premium. There's no doubt about that much.
If you want to get it the cheapest, then buying through exchanges is the way to go. But then you give up all your privacy.
All your privacy. All the KYC.
They're so annoying and so invasive and just so awful. And now one of the biggest exchanges has now become its own bank. So as though they weren't bad enough before, now they are even worse than they've ever been. And that's the Kraken exchange.
How has their policy changed since they became a bank?
Well, I don't know. I'm not on there. They booted me out earlier this year.
Somebody said the word bank, and now he's mad.
Yeah, I know they're bad, Mark. I mean, I've seen how they work. I know people who currently have accounts with them, and they're super invasive, and they're asking all kinds of really annoying questions.
It's hard to do business as a banking organization, a money-transmitting organization in the United States.
So, but you can get your Bitcoin cheap there.
That's what was scaring the hell out of me. I don't know anything. I'm not really a computer illiterate type of guy there. I was just looking to invest in something that will actually increase in value versus, Federal Reserve notes.
Well, it may or may not. I mean, you don't know. It at least has the possibility to increase in value, unlike the Federal Reserve note, which is pretty much a guarantee it's going to go down in value over time.
Right. I just read a headline yesterday that said Citibank expects Bitcoin to be worth $120,000 per Bitcoin by next year. Now, I didn't.
That's optimistic.
It does sound optimistic. Citibank thought all those loans it wrote was a good idea.
Now, this is a headline, mind you. I didn't go much deeper into it, but we also read yesterday that if you look at the federal debt, which indicates how much money has been created, versus 1 year ago, it's increased by nearly a quarter.
It's going to be really bad. So you got a few options, Jeff. The best option for privacy would be to go through Nobody or another personal individual. Maybe there's someone in physical reality in Utah who you can meet in reality and give them cash. Nobody can help you with that. online, there are also websites that are not exchanges.
Meet them in a public place.
Yeah, sure. There are also websites that are not officially sort of exchange sites, like local Bitcoins, but they started getting crazy with Know Your Customer requirements a couple years ago, so they're not as good as they used to be. They're very, very state obedient these days. There are some other sites that are trying to compete with them, like AgoraDesk, where there's a lot of cash by mail sellers on there. So, I mean, there are several options, but the more anonymous the option, the more expensive it tends to be. So you may be paying upwards of 10, 14, 20% to retain anonymity, whereas
right.
if you're willing to give up all of your anonymity, you could pay no more than 1% at one of the exchange websites. So it really just depends on what sort of trade-offs you're looking for.
You there?
I'm right here.
Oh, sorry. I'm on my cell phone. I thought you cut out with me. All right. I'll definitely get in touch with nobody there. I'll shoot you an email, and, yeah, we'll set something up, see what
Sounds
the deal
good.
Is. If you don't mind going through that with me, or because, yeah, I'm new to the whole thing there, and I'm definitely interested. So.
No, that's part of the process is to, hook up with somebody that knows what they're doing and have them walk you through it. Get your first Bitcoins.
Your own crypto consigliere.
There you go. Thanks for the call, Jeff. I appreciate hearing from you, and good luck. It is an important question. There are a lot of options out there to consider, and it can be a little overwhelming when you're getting into Bitcoin. Where do you start? Who do you trust? Where do you go? And what's the best deal? There are a lot of different things and factors to take into consideration. And if you can do it with somebody like Nobody who can hold your hand and can explain things to you, there's a little bit of a personal touch there that you're not going to get from Coinbase.
Which, by the way, our
personal touch is more expensive.
Mm-hmm. Our advertisers, Divi and Intercoin, will both give you these concierge services for their particular cryptocurrencies, too.
Don't you have to be an accredited investor to get Intercoin?
No. He
okay.
made that very clear.
Okay, I know for a while that was true, but now you have to buy it, I think, from the accredited investors who had bought it, correct, and, like, waited for a year?
As I understand
okay,
it,
so
they
yeah,
put
you
together.
Don't, right, so you don't have to be an accredited investor to get Intercoin. Divi and Intercoin are great concepts, but, Bitcoin is the number one cryptocurrency for a reason, right?
It is.
Like, it's on every exchange. There's a ton of different ways that you can trade it, and if you want to get Divi and Intercoin, you could probably trade Bitcoin for
it, too. But the last time when cryptocurrencies shot up, Bitcoin went up, but the rest of them went up more. And then
sometimes
they
that happens, sometimes it's
harder. Well, right, we don't know. I mean, I'm not telling. I don't know. I'm just a pattern recognition machine, just like everybody else is. You know, humans are very good at this pattern recognition. It was probably important for killing things on the savannah. I have no idea.
I'm not convinced any patterns make any difference when it comes to Bitcoin, because I don't think you can predict what happens tomorrow based on what's happened in the past with Bitcoin.
I don't know.
There's a zillion articles out there that'll try to tell you they know what's going to happen with Bitcoin, but I don't think they know jack diddly.
Well, I can't tell you when, but I believe it's going to go up. How's that?
I'm optimistic myself.
Yeah.
855-453. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up what you want. It is Free Talk Live.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting brain detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. We also have our Matrix chat server. You can join that. Go and get the instructions at chat.lrn.fm. But that's one of the ways you can actually call into the show and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. It's Ian.
Nobody.
And Mark.
And I want to say thank you to Dan Krapsig, who is a Free Talk Live Gold amplifier. Dan is contributing $10 a month to the Free Talk Live AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to get behind what we do here and help us get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if you like what we do, please go to amp.freetalklive.com, sign up with credit card, debit card, we got PayPal, and also Bitcoin BTC over at amp.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks as well, like Dan Krapsig. He's gold, which means he's doing $10 a month, but we're only asking for $5, so you can get in for $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. You get cool benefits and join the AMP program to help us spread the ideas of liberty. Let's go to Olivia calling from Arizona. Olivia, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nobody, and Mark.
Hey, I'm so excited you guys are talking about this today because it ties into a question I've wanted to ask for a really long time.
Sure.
But before I do, I wanted to mention that I'm not sure you've even heard about this. It's kind of a local story here, but the Pima people, they're also called the Ootam, are protesting the border wall being built across
through their land. Yeah.
Have y'all heard about that?
Yes, we've talked about it on multiple occasions. I don't see how you can build a border wall through their land.
Is this an Indian tribe?
It's an Indian nation.
Okay.
Okay.
So that crosses the...
What's the difference between an Indian tribe?
Nothing,
and
but
an
I want to
Indian
use
nation.
That terminology when I describe the fact that the United States government wants to build a wall that will actually separate an Indian nation into two pieces.
So their nation crosses the U.S.-Mexican border. It's
right.
In both parts, both countries.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like if you're going to build a wall, then you'd have to build it either along the north wall of this nation or the north boundary of this nation or the south boundary of this nation.
The north boundary would be the only politically feasible part. Like, Mexico isn't going to let the United States put a wall up around, the Pima Nation in Mexico.
Yeah, that's probably true.
And so
although I would think it would not be in Mexico if it was in this other nation that seems to be between the two. See, that's the thing, is nations don't intersect.
Well,
when it comes to Indian nations, they kind of do.
Yeah, nation is a term that has multiple definitions, and you're talking about sort of political entities.
Yeah, I guess I was thinking of nation states, so you're right. There are nations that exist without geographical
boundaries. This is a nation in the sense of sort of an ethnic nation.
So what exactly are they doing? They're actually building the wall, or there's just controversy over them wanting to?
I think they're actually building it, and the Indians are protesting because it's going across their, number one, sacred sites, number two, splitting, families in half, and number three, they're supposed to be a sovereign nation, and they don't recognize this alleged border. And
federal
agents are just coming in and doing whatever they want to them.
Yeah,
which
I would
they're
say
not
that
supposed to be able to do.
The one thing I find frustrating is that everything's sacred when it comes to, indigenous. And it's like, God, really? But on the other hand, it's their land, and you shouldn't be able to build a wall through their land, I don't care what.
Right. Well, that ties into the question that I had. So in school, like, you always hear that the Native Americans believed that no one could own the land because how do you divide up something as vast as land, and who can own it, right? When I got to go to Scotland at one point, and I was shocked to learn that in Scotland, they basically, you can own land, but they sort of have this gray area where it's called the right to roam. So if you ever heard of Mary, Queen of Scots, she's called Queen of Scots because she's not the Queen of Scotland. The land belongs to everyone. She's the Queen of the people. And in Finland, they have something very similar called the everyman's rights. Do you mind if I summarize them real quick?
Go right ahead.
All right, so with the everyman's rights, you can walk, ski, or cycle in areas outside of private gardens and land that's for specific use, like fields. You can stay for a short period in any land where access is otherwise allowed, like you can put up a tent, but not too close to people's homes. You're not supposed to disturb people. You can pick wild berries, mushrooms, and flowers. You can fish with a rod and line, and you can boat when the water is not frozen over.
Well, you could do that in New Hampshire. So we have basically all of that.
That sounded like the type
current use.
Current use, yeah.
Yeah, so essentially there is a, you can choose to have your land in three different varieties of tax brackets. One would be just sort of the posted,
normal.
Posted no trespassing variety. The next one is, then there's two different types of current use, basically. And one current use is like agricultural, so you just pay less on it. And the other kind is, and this is the one on which you are taxed the very least, and I believe it's a tenth of what the land tax is. That's just me for memory. Sorry if that's right or wrong. But
sorry either way.
Yeah, and indeed. And so you can't go too close to somebody's house. You can't disturb their dogs and, these kind of things. But you can hike. And this is especially important in a state where, there's a lot of land that's owned for tree farms. Go ahead.
All right. So that's exactly what it says. So people who are like, I don't want people to be able to just do whatever they want. Well, you're not supposed to disturb other people or damage the environment, disturb birds or animals, cut down or damage trees, collect moss, soil, or wood, disturb the privacy of homes, throw your trash everywhere, rut up the land by driving your vehicle everywhere, or hunt or fish without appropriate permits. So it's kind of like there's private property, but you don't shoot someone for there's like not trespassing, you know what I mean? It's more like there's harassment, but not trespassing.
Well, the reason that they have those signs that say posted no trespassing is posted. What that means is you must post it. You must tell people that there's no trespassing because the default is the belief that you can walk on somebody's land so long as you're not disturbing things.
Sure.
And that's true, to the best of my knowledge, everywhere in the United States. I mean, will you have somebody huffy and upset? Sure, that could happen. They may not know the laws, and they may not understand, common law and the way these things work. But the reason that the signs say posted is because it must be posted that you can't trespass.
So what else, Olivia?
You guys talk about private property a lot, and I just thought that was an interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's even a compromise, just an interesting concept that you guys. I would like to hear more about what you have to say, but I think it's interesting. Mark knows so much about it already.
Well, you at one time had 11 acres here, Mark. Wasn't 10 out of the 11 in current use?
It was, but I think what Olivia is talking about is important. Mm-hmm. I think people need right. We are not a species that stays in one little spot. Mm. We roam far and wide. And I do think that people should be able to go and, wander around and do stuff. And so long as there's not bothering anything, then,
what's the problem?
Welcome. Now, if there's a wild blueberry bush out there and you're picking those tiny, itty-bitty little blueberries off of the wild blueberry bush, I don't think that's a problem either. Now, I would see a problem if they brought a dump truck up and collected wood mm-hmm. off of my land. But if somebody's bringing their 7-year-old and their 7-year-old wants a walking stick that he can use as a sword or something, I think that it's the quantity of wood that we're talking about as far as the collection. But I prefer to live with my neighbors in peace. Mm. Some people are just flaming a-holes.
No doubt about it. Olivia, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The story she brought up, there's a piece over at Tucson.com by Stephanie Casanova talking about David Manuel singing a traditional Tohono O'odham song when he was shot by rubber bullets and arrested Monday morning. Supporters say he was one of 12 people arrested on Indigenous Peoples Day after protesters blocked traffic on Arizona's 85 near an immigration checkpoint, voicing concerns about border wall construction and activity on O'odham ancestral land in southern Arizona.
What's the point of blocking a road in order to, complain about a wall being built some miles away?
I don't know. I hate roadblock protests. I think they're counterproductive. The Arizona Department of Public Safety gave protesters a warning to clear the roadway before using tear gas to disperse the crowd. About a dozen were taken into custody, said the Border Patrol in a news release. It's the second time Manuel has been arrested in border protests in recent months, said his cousin. She says seeing the border wall being built on the sacred Indian land is hurtful, and the protests so far have been unable to make it stop. Yeah, well, if you want to stop the wall from being built, why not stand in the way of the construction crew? Stand in the way of the wall being built rather than standing in I-85 or whatever it is.
It may be because they can't get the press out there to see them being pelted with rubber bullets out there. I don't know the answer.
It'll be your own press then.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I tend to agree that that's a better way of doing things. So, there you go.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Hour number 3 is on the way. Whether you want to talk about the Indian nations or whatever's on your mind, it goes.
All I know is my land is now sacred.
This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.